Summary. Prologue.
Before the first scene starts, the audience hears the prologue. In it, Shakespeare explains briefly that two young people, Romeo and Juliet, who belong to two feuding families, will fall in love, but that they will die at the end of the play.
So we know the end before the play is actually started.
Yes, in this way you can concentrate on the different hows, how the different person acts, how they talk to each other, and how the tragic end can be explained.
Well, let's do it systematically. Tell me, where does the story take place? Who are the people involved? How do Romeo and Juliet get to know each other? What happens in the first act?
Let's all be patient. It's quite easy. First, the drama plays in Verona. The town, as such, is of little importance. An Italian town only meant in those days that it was an ideal place for a love story.
So it might have been Venice or Rome as well?
Why not? Now, Romeo and Juliet belong to two different families which have been at war for ages. Romeo is a member of the Montague family, Juliet a Capulet. A love affair would normally have been out of the question. The parents simply wouldn't have let them get married.
Act 1.
Now, at the beginning of the play, in the first act, we meet Romeo, who is lovesick.
About Juliet?
No, wait. He comes on stage and explains that there is a young lady, Rosalyn, who he adores. He can't sleep, doesn't want to eat, and she quite flatly doesn't want to have anything to do with him. His language mirrors his unhappiness, shows that things are not in order. He talks of heavy lightness and feathers of lead in the first appearance on the stage.
So he has no hope of winning this lady's affections. Isn't that what you call courtly love?
Yes. Let me explain briefly what courtly love is. It is a literary tradition going back to the early Middle Ages of the troubadours. A man would talk about his love for a woman, rather a lady. Her social status would usually be far above his. She might even be married, as a man had no realistic chance of ever becoming the lady's lover.
So all this is like a play?
Yes. The man might even sing about his love for a number of ladies at the same time.
Back to Romeo. He appears on the stage and seems to be really lovesick, according to the rules of courtly love.
Yes, but he is, at the same time, quite a normal young man. And his friends advise him, in a very explicit language, to look for someone else if Rosalind won't have him. It's as simple as that.
And as there is a party at the Capulet's house this evening...
Where they are invited by mistake. A Capulet servant has mistaken Romeo for someone else. Romeo has all the chances of running across a nice girl he might fall in love with.
Fine. So Romeo is unhappy with Rosalind, who doesn't want him, and now he is looking for someone else. But how does Juliet come in?
It all happens at the ball. As he wears a mask, nobody recognises him at first. But when Tybalt, Juliet's cousin, realises that Romeo is in the Capulet's house, he wants to throw him out or even kill him.
Because he's a member of the Montague family?
Yes. And Lord Capulet, the master of the house, doesn't want the fight in his house. And so Romeo can stay and meet Juliet. Voila!
Sounds a bit simple. But tell me, how and when do they meet?
Act 2.
At the beginning of the second act, Romeo is just a guest at this ball. But as soon as Romeo has noticed Juliet, who is stunningly beautiful and attractive, he knows that she is the love of his life. He wants her, walks up to her, and tells her so.
And she must have the same tender feelings for him as she allows him to kiss her. After all, she accepts this kiss and tells him that he kisses beautifully. A bit fast, one might say. They have just met, and a few minutes later we see them kissing each other.
Well, maybe, but for the sake of the plot, you have to accept that. And there is such a thing as love at first sight.
Already here at the beginning of the second act, we are in a conflict. We see this loving couple, two young people who have just discovered each other and certainly feel with them. But we know that they will die, that their love won't find a happy end. We have been told so in the prologue.
Right. We also know that they belong to two families who are at war. whose children would never be allowed to come together or even married. The two lovers don't know that yet. They are too busy with themselves.
That is a ghastly idea. You are sitting there in the theatre watching Juliet, who has just accepted Romeo's kisses, and you know that happiness can't last long. But what else happens in the second act? Do the friends of Romeo and Juliet and their families already know about this newly found love? And how is Juliet presented here in these first scenes?
She is a daughter of the Capulets, which is an old, extremely wealthy family. She is not quite 14 years old when her parents talk to her about marriage. There is a young nobleman, Paris, who has asked her father to give Juliet to him as his wife.
But she doesn't really want to, does she?
Yes, but she would do so if asked by her parents. Like Romeo, she's a child of her time. Children, especially daughters, have to obey. Marriages are arranged by parents, and getting married at the age of 13 3/4 doesn't seem to have been unusual in those days when the average life expectancy was around 35.
A child of her time, you said, and she obeys her parents?
No, you have misunderstood her here. She is not the nice, good, obeying daughter waiting for her parents to find her a husband. Not only does she fall in love with a young man who suddenly turns up at her parents' party.
Right. She even decides that he is the love of her life and she is ready to give herself to him.
And nobody else in her surroundings has an idea of what is going on. They still believe she might be married off to Paris soon.
From the very beginning, I see contradictions here in the person's characters, especially Juliet's and Romeo's.
Yes, they don't act reasonably, only emotionally. They don't consider the reactions of their families. They think only of themselves.
Their behaviour in the first two acts is not convincing, when you look at it with the eyes of a modern theatre-goer. But what comes next?
Romeo comes back, late at night, into the Capulet's garden, waits for her under the balcony of her room. And when she has appeared, they promise to get married next morning. A friend of Romeo, Friar Lawrence, is to perform the wedding in secret. They know perfectly well that they can't be a proper wedding under the circumstances, so they've planned to get married secretly next morning.
If I've understood what you have told me, nothing really tragic has happened in Act 1 and 2 so far. Actually, Romeo and Juliet have found each other and are preparing to get married. Doesn't that sound good?
Only on the surface.